Vach, we're on Daf Yudam and Aleph, I think. Is that correct?
Yes.
At the top of the page. So we just gave a Reb Chananya's explanation of why separating Truma for Aleph for oil is Gezel HaShevet. And now the Gemara is going to say another reason, apparently. Let's see what happens. Rabban Lamar, can he didn't say the same thing as the previous one, like Reb Chananya? He has a different reason. It's because if you're going to take truma for oil, you're going to take the amount of truma that's proportionate to the volume of the oil. But in a terminal, if he's asim, but he's going to end up taking truma from olives, and you're going to take a separate amount for the truma proportionate to the olives. In other words,
solids and liquids.
It's very hard to make the conversion. So, like, let's say it takes 100 olives to make a quart of oil. So you might see, you know, a quart of oil. It's not displacement, yeah. That's right. You've got pits, you've got soilus, you got a lot of stuff in there. So, and even if he takes into that.
How many Florida oranges does it take to make a cup of
oranges? It takes six oranges, I think, to make a cup of orange juice. Anyway, I mean, I don't know that for sure. I just made that up. But
sounds good.
Anyway, so we're
very
that.
Confident.
So he's saying, yeah, he's saying that's what Gezel HaShevet, Pshuto Kemashmo. He's going to end up taking. Now it's not really Gezel because after all, we all know that Chita Achas Pateres Sakri. Even if I don't take the amount of 2% that I thought I was going to take, it's still going to work, right? But still, that's still a loss because Gezel may be not necessarily Gezel, but it's. It's a loss. It's a missed opportunity, like Shamsi says. It's such a refined way of talking. It's a missed opportunity. It's Gaza!
Yeah, but let's say Truma is the 40th, or 50th, or 60th.
And I want to take a 50th, and I end up only taking a 60th. That's Gaza LaShevet. That's what the Gemara said.
That's it, yeah.
Yep. Think about it. Shtrum Lafi Shemin. What? The Gemara is now asking a very strange question. What if he did it right? What if he did it right? Why does the Mishnah say there? Because someone says it's never good truma. What if he took enough olives to feed the amount of shemen that was there?
I mean, if there's a printed book that says,
I mean, come on.
This is what you do.
Are you serious? You're asking a question like that. I couldn't believe it. It was like, these questions, like, I was surprised at this question. I have to say, if you were my shir as a Rebbe, I'd be surprised that you'd ask such a question. So the Gemara says, Kedon Avad Kain, even if he's doing it this way, Zman Choron Avad Kain, another time he won't do it that way. In other words, even if one time he got it right, but the next time he won't get it right. You know,
it's like a broken clock is correct twice a day.
Yeah, like that. But furthermore, all the Chavrei Chamilei, now he's worried about the other thing, that his friends are going to see him. So it's a problem of Marasayim, because his friends are going to see him taking it when he takes the right amount. Let's suppose my friend is looking on, and he sees me taking. You know, instead of taking a quart of olives for the quart of oil, he sees me taking, you know, 3 quarts of olives for the quart of oil. He's thinking to himself, what's this guy being machmer? He's from Lakewood. Like, what's going on over here? What's he being machmer for? So next time I take it, I'm going to do regular 1 quart. So his friend is going to end up doing it not the right way because he's going to think I'm being machmer. So even if you do it right, other people all looking are all also going to make a mistake. This, you show me, is beyond belief. I'd kick him out of my shir right now. I certainly wouldn't let him into my yeshiva if I had one. Okay. That's what he's going to say. Next. Keski Omar. Let's see what's this about. Let's read the Hakdom over here. Oh, yeah. Remember we said, this was Beis Shammai saying that we take olives for oil. Trumas asmon bahen. That was the language. Trumas Asman Bahen, which we had a question that wasn't exactly that clear. What are we talking about? Are we talking about taking olives for oil? Or are we taking olives for olives and oil? It wasn't clear exactly what the case was, and we ended up saying it meant that the truma of the olives were going to work for the olives if there was olives and oil, but not for the oil. The other possibility is if it's only oil, then it means the Trumas Asman means the truma that's in my hand, which is just olives, that there's going to be truma for those olives alone. Okay, let's not worry about that. So Chizkiya Amar, Chizkiya says, we're talking about, I'm sorry, Zeisim al-Hashem va'anovim al-Hayayim. We're only talking about in the case where it's olives on oil or grapes on wine. That's when you had this idea. Hasha'ar kol ha'devarim. But in all other cases, we're going to see in a second what that means. Lo. It would not be the case. So what does it mean, all other cases? So let's look at footnote 7. According to Cheskia, Trum is effective for the produce, which will separate only in the Mishnah's case of separating Trum from olives from oil. That's when it's good. Let's get to the but. If, however, one separates Truma from produce, obligated in Maestris, or Trumas, for produce that is potter from Trumas, okay, what he's doing here, he's making another case. If it was another case where it was you had something which was chayv in truma, and you had other tfuah which was potter from truma, it already had the truma taken. Let's say for example, so it was completely potter for whatever reason. It was shvius, it was hefker, so it was potter because of, I don't care why it was potter. You have chiyuv and you have ptur. And he was mafresh min hachiyuv al haptur. You can't do that, right? So what's the din then? Do I say the same halacha that trumas atzmon bahen? But even though, let's take an example. You have, I don't know if he's going to give an example, but let's make up an example. So you have 50 olives in your hand, which are chayiv and truma. And you have 50 olives over there, which are potter from truma, and I'm trying to take out 150. So I take out one for both. I want to take out two olives, right? One for the one in my 50 in my hand, and one for the other 50 that are potter. Now what? So you could say, oh, you know what? That's completely potter. So that extra olive is totally not going to be necessary. But what I took from my hand is good. That is good. So the same din that he said in the Mishnah will be true in this case. True. Trumas asma bahen. Right? It's just an example.
So he took
1 out of 50. So yeah. So he did the right thing. In other words, the Mishnah's case was a separate problem. It was a problem. We don't want him taking olives on oil for whatever reason. We said because it's a davash shaloi nigma malachto al davash nigma malachto, and we said there's a problem of gezel hashevet. Whatever the pshat in that was, right? Or because of a gzeira that he might not take the right amount. Whatever the pshat is, right? But what is can you compare that case to another similar kind of case where the other side is a dover which is not chayv in truma? That's what he says. So this is Piskius. Piskius is saying, if, however, one separates truma from produce obligated for produce that is exempt, the portion intended for the exempt produce does not become truma at all, since that portion completely lacks the status of truma. Bishamay agree that the part intended for the obligated produce does not become truma either. In other words, he's maskim with Beis Hillel's shita in this case. That's what Chizki is saying. And Rabbi Yechonon disagrees. Amar Rabbi Yechonon, no, lo shanya, there's no difference. Seisim al Hashem, navan al yain, he shar kol advarim. It's the same rule. Let's see what 8 says. He says, Rabbi Yechonon maintains that Bishamay applies the ruling in all circumstances, including truma from produce that is obligated, for produce that is exempt. Beishame is the opinion the truma intended for the obligated produce is valid, although the portion designated for exempt produce does not become truma, but the part that's intended for the obligated does become truma. Now, this statement is so cryptic. He says these lines of Gemara are highly cryptic. The Gemara deletes it all together. He says this doesn't make any sense. This is in the bottom here. These lines of Gemara are highly cryptic. Hagayis Agra even deletes them. And this is like, what are you talking about? Who's talking about something which is punter completely? Why are we bringing this case in here? Again, I'd kick you out of my share if you brought in this question. It doesn't make any sense. It's weird. Anyway, let's keep going. This Gemara is full of stuff like this today. It's unusual. The Gemara elaborates on Beishamai's ruling in our Mishnah that truma is valid only for olives, not for oil. Chavraya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan V'afilu al asar, the truma takes effect for the olives even immediately. What does that mean? You might have thought that since he separated truma for both the olives and the oil at the same time, the portion that's truma for the olives does not become truma immediately, but remains tevel until he separates for the oil for itself. In other words, maybe it's on hold. Maybe the truma you took from the olives is on hold until you fix the oil as well, because you're trying to do one hafrasha, so we'll make you do the whole maisa together, and then it'll become valid. So he says, no, don't think that way. It's al asar, the olives are good immediately. Fine. Also, very strange. Why would I think that I have to wait for the oil? What is this? Where's this habamina coming from?
Makes no sense.
Nothing makes sense here.
We're talking about both the olives and the oil are the chiyuv, right?
Yeah, in the case where it's chiyuv, the case of the Mishnah. The case of the Mishnah, correct. Let's go on. Rav Chananya, Rabimi, B'Shem, Rabbi Yochanan. Now he says the following. Divrei Beis Shammai. So according to the opinion of Beis Shammai, Nasikoy Maharezu Truma Aleha V'Al Shalomaton. It's as though he said, this is Truma on behalf of it, on behalf of that which is beneath it. Again, this is... What are we talking about over here? We got to come up with a pshat in these words, which we've got to make a yesh me'ayim pshat over here. The people don't know what's going on over here. So if you pick out produce from a pile and you designated some of it as truma for both the produce in his hand and the produce left in the pile, that which is beneath it, the truma is effective for all the produce present. The same is true here. The truma is effective not only for the olives in the hand, for all those in the pile. Of course. Why not?
In that case, where is the truma?
It's in your hand.
That's not what he said. It said it's some for the stuff in the hand and stuff is it's truma for stuff in the pile. So yeah. The one that he picked up in his hand, is that the truma for what's left in the pile?
Yeah.
You know where the truma is? Is some of the truma still in the pile?
No, it doesn't say that.
Whatever
it says, he designates some of it as truma for both the produce in his hand, and the produce left in the pile. The same is true here. The truma is effective not only for the olives, but also for those in the pile.
Right.
10. Let's look at the example. Here he gives an example. He picked out 100 olives, truma, from the pile of olives. He makes them truma for all the other olives as well as for the oil. So Beis Shammai says, the truma of themselves is within them, which suggests that two of the 100 olives become truma for the other 98 in his hand. But none of them become truma for the olives in the pile. The Gemara teaches that's not true. Rather, the required number of the 100 olives becomes truma for those in the pile and in those in his hand. That's pashut. I mean, why wouldn't I think that?
Don't we have something by truma that it has to be in front of you?
Has to mean in a mukkah, but it is in front of him.
The question is, are they trying to flesh out what that means?
How much more in front of you can it be than right in front of you?
But if you're separating it in your hand, maybe that's...
You mean you're picking it out of your hand? That's not how you would do truma?
Yes, but maybe that's separation. You're saying this.
So what's the alternative? Tell me the alternative. What other way is it that you put your hand on a couple of olives and you leave it there connected to the pile?
Okay. I don't know.
Okay, that's fine. Dolby, you want to say something? Huh?
He says that the Havamina would be that the Truma would chal only on the pile and not in what...
Not in the hand?
His hand. Because what it's in his hand, he's bechaving to be the Truma on the pile, but not to take Truma from the hand to potter the rest of the hand. You understand? He has it in his hand. He says, this
is the truma. So what was that? Which should be the truma?
So the truma would be, that means it would all be truma for the pile. So it would pata the pile.
But he wouldn't pata the hand.
What we're saying is that part of the hand is pata and part is truma. So the havamina would be that wouldn't be. Because he's using the whole hand to pata the pile.
So maybe the whole hand could become truma.
Right, would become truma as opposed to part of it becoming truma. becoming nevetum. Right. That's what the footnote says.
That's interesting.
Right.
Interesting.
That's the Havamina.
So which part is the truma?
So that's what he was saying. He was saying the whole hand would be truma. No, the whole hand would be truma.
The Havamina.
The whole hand would be truma.
The Havamina is the whole hand would be truma. The Kamash Lona is just the part that you needed for your hand as truma, but the rest of it remains kolin.
Wait a minute. Just
you can, you remember, you can be marabal a truma, right?
Yeah, sure.
So therefore, I wanted to take 2 out of the 100 in my hand. You might think that since you also have a chavin for the pile, maybe the whole hand is for the pile. And therefore, the whole hand becomes truma. So Kamash Malah, no, I have the parts that are needed for the pile are in my hand. The part that I need for my hand is in my hand. But part of the hand still remains chulin.
Exactly.
That's what he said.
But does more of it than the 2 that you have in your hand become?
Just because you
just what's necessary for the stuff on the floor.
Necessary.
Yes,
whatever's necessary.
Only 1 is
it. It depends what the case is, yeah.
From your wallet and you go to the Rishoch, it doesn't mean getting the whole thing. Only 1 part of this piece. It doesn't mean giving
for the first time, I'm here a year and a quarter. The Mashallah came to my house on Friday.
And someone tipped them off.
First time.
Okay, let's go on. We'll go to Amud Beis now. This was a very cryptic daf, to say the least. Rav Chanan Yosef Remeimer b'mino. That what? That this ruling is only when there's nothing other than its type in the pile. So this one is another one. You could have a case where you not only have olives in the pile, you have figs in the pile also. So you have olives and figs in the pile.
Which you can't take off for each other.
So each one is separate, obviously. So they do not deem truma valid for the olives in the pile unless the pile contains nothing but olives. If it contains another type of produce as well, the truma is not valid for anything. And in the footnote, he says, your halacha, he says, we're afraid that there will be, let's say, olives at the top of the pile, some figs in the middle of the pile, and some olives in the bottom of the pile. And since the figs will be like a hefsik, it'll end up that it's not min hamukaf. It has to be all connected. It's a nayig zera. Like this, what's going on here on this page? These are such strange gzeiras.
You're able to see the figs, or you know that.
You know, I can't get into details here. I don't understand it. I look at footnote if you want, but that's basically what he says. Omalei Rav Zeira. So Rav Zeira says, "Los Kavu Alach came." Let's see, what's this talking about? That that the Hananya's first teaching, that he said that according to Rabbi Yochanan and Beishama, he says that it's effective not only for the olives in his hand, but also for those in the pile. Los Kavu Alach came. Don't accept this. Don't agree with Rabbi Yochanan's explanation. It cannot be correct. Why? Mikivin Shama Harezu. Listen to this one. As soon as you say harezu, you're talking about the stuff in your hand. So nifter mashav yoro. So now the 2 out of the 100 that's in your hand became putter. So it's like instantly, the second you said that, the stuff in your hand became, it too became truma, and the other 98 became chulin, and now you have nothing else to work with. You're trying to potter both what's in your hand and the pile below. He's saying, no. As soon as you say harezu, what your hand has is potter, and nifter mashav yodov, hashar chulin, and the rest of the olives in your hand. Well, it says over here on the pile.
So he can't take from that chulin for the pile?
Well, that's basically what he's saying.
No, I'm saying why?
The rest of the olives which are in the pile become chulin. That is, the truma takes effect in 2 stages. First, it renders the tevel in his hands chulin, and then it renders the tevel in the pile chulin. Therefore, olives in his hand are already chulin by the time they're needed to rectify the tevel in the pile. The chulin patur is on tevel. Can chulin patur tevel? Of course not. Once the olives in his hand become chulin, they're no longer capable of rectifying the tevel in the pile. How could Rabbi Yochanan say that the olives in the pile also become permitted? That's what he's asking.
It has to be tevel on tevel.
It has to be tevel on tevel at the time he's being mafresh the truma.
So you can't increase the percentage of
it. It's like a problem of the way in which you're having it chal and the dibur. I really don't understand this that well, because it's, your kavana was never to make the whole thing musukan in your hand. You wanted to make it musukan only legabe, the part that needs tikkun, not the whole thing. But he feels a gotcha. It's like a gotcha type thing. Oh, you said harezu, it's all pater. Doesn't matter what you were thinking, what your kavana was. It's like, okay, fine. Now the Gemara defends Rabbi Yochanan and says, no, he says the obvious, he's going to say the obvious thing that you're all thinking. I'm Rabbi Chananya, braid Rabbi Hillel. So he said to him, no. Ka'achas. It's taking all at once. What are you making stages over here? The first that the hand becomes musukin, and then the bottom becomes musukin. It's all happening together at once. It's one afrasha. Right? Mikim Shama, Harezu, Niftamash Rabbiyoto, Niftamash Lamata. So what are you talking about? Okay, next. I'm Rabbi Chanina. You're not drawing Betrumad Gedola. That if there's another.
Everything we're talking about is.
In other words, we just said before that if you had other things mixed in there, then there's a problem of Shalom and Al-Mokuf, and therefore it's not chal on anything, right? That's what we said. So he says, that's true by Truma Gedola. And I mentioned this in the very first year of Masechta Trumas. If you looked in the Hakdama, the only time there's a problem of Shalom and Al-Mokuf is only where? By Truma. But by Trumas Meiser, there is no problem of Shalom and Al-Mukhaf. Okay? So, therefore, he's going to say the same.
It's a Drush from Pasek?
Yeah, whatever. It could be Shalom and Al-Mukhaf is only Din Darabanan, and they're not worried by the Arise. I'm not 100% sure. V'nir and Hadvaran b'truma g'doylo, shehi tzricha l'trum and Al-Mukhaf. It has to be an exact amount, so there's no requirement of proximity. So therefore, even if there was another product mixed in there, it would be okay. That's pashut, right? Tamon taninot, ein tomen tamei al hatahar. We learned in a different mishnah, you can't take truma from tamei on tahar. Tani b'shem b'yaisi ve'em tayrem na tamei al hatahar be'mishag be'mameis mashal also asi. Right? If you do it inadvertently, if you did so inadvertently, the tamei produce becomes truma. If you do it deliberately, it does not. A braisa taught a dissenting view. So you have two shitas here. The first shita was you're not allowed to be tamei al hatahar. If you do it b'shogeg, it's good. If you do it b'mezid, it's no good. Then we have a Rabbi Yosi saying, Bain b'shogeg, bain b'mezid, masha also asi, even if you do it b'mezid, it's also good. So we have a machloikas tanon. Ma amar Rabbi Yosi hacha. So what would Rabbi Yosi say here if you took olives for olive oil? Would he disagree with Beis Hillel? Because Beis Hillel says you're not allowed to take one on the other. So maybe the same way Rabbi Yosi argues on min hatomei al hatahar, maybe he'll also argue on the olives on the oil. Right? Ma in Tamon, the Gemara says, if they are in the case of the Tomei produce, Shakua has to go Kohanim, it's a complete loss. You know, it's like a Kavachimer here. Ma over there where the Tomei, you can't eat the Tomei, all you could use it is to burn. Takas Tavshilo, right? So Ma over there where it's a complete Hafsid. At Omar Mashasa Osi, nonetheless, you say if he does it, but the Evid, Rabbi Yosi Shita, is it's good, but the Evid. Holcha de enkul hafsid, but here in the case of the olives, there's no, not a complete loss, and most it'll be a little less than what was supposed to be, or and most it'll be that he has to bother going and pressing it in the olive press, and it's going to cost him a little bit of money, but it's not a complete loss; it's a smaller loss. Like on lokosha came, so should it certainly be valid? After, according to Rabbi Yosi, that's the Gemara tries to throw out this svara.
Why would it say that? Even though Truma Tamea has to be used by burning it, you can still heat your food with it. So it's not. Why is it considered a total loss?
That's a pretty big loss. You had food, and now it's only worth firewood. I mean, that's a big loss.
It's a big loss.
Have you gone to 7 Mile lately? It's a lot of money now. We spent $108 on Friday, and we got nothing. And empty bags. I got empty bags. $108.
To me, there's a difference between a big loss and a total loss.
That's called, I want you to know something, that's called a total loss. If you had food that was available to eat, and now all you could do is burn it underneath to make yourself hot coffee in the morning, I'm sorry, that's called a total loss.
$2.99 you can buy firewood.
Compared to the again, we're comparing these two cases. You know, Zaysim al Hashemen compared to Tomei al Atar, there's no comparison, right? Ashnok, so nothing more trying to say that would be, you know, that Rabbi Yossi would hold, it should surely be good, and be chalak on our Tana. So Ashnok Tani B'Shem Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara raises an objection, that there is the following Braisa, which teaches in the name of Rabbi Yossi. So we've got the same name.
It's the same Rabbi Yossi.
Same Rabbi Yossi. Ein Tarmen Zaysim Al Hashemet. V'lo Anavim Al Hayayim. V'im Taram. So that's an exact quote of our Mishnah. So far, it's just quoting the Mishnah. But then, the Braisa, which was taught in the name of Rabbi Yossi, although it doesn't say Rabbi Yossi here in the Gemara, it just says, you have to accept what the Gemara says in the first four words. Ashkach Tani B'Shem Rabbi Yossi. That there was a Tana, there was a Braisa that was found in the name of Rabbi Yossi. It doesn't say Divrei Rabbi Yossi, it doesn't say Rabbi Yossi Omer. But let's just accept it as if it said that in that Braisa. Imagine it said Rabbi Yossi Omer, and it said all the halachas of our Mishnah. He quoted our Mishnah verbatim. So you see, Rabbi Yossi agrees with Beis Hillel. That if you take Azeisim al Hashemen, it's Ein Truma Sei Truma. So you may have your Svaris that you came up with this nice Kal V'Chaimer, but Lamaisa, we have a Braisa that says explicitly that he is masking with our Mishnah. Mikla Fashi Tosin Rabbi Yossi. So it comes out the way we're saying it'll be a Stira. Taman Hu Amma Mashal Sei Yossi. By Truma Tameya, he says that if you do it, even if you do it amazing, Bein B'Shag Yimei Amazing, then it's a good Hafrasha. And over here by the Zaysim al Hashemen, he's quoting Beis Hillel, who says, Ain Trumas and Truma, then if you take Zaysim al Hashemen, it's not good at all. So the Gemara answers the Pshat. What is the Pshat? Tamon. By Tomo, Ain Matsuya. That doesn't happen that often. No one's going to make that mistake and say you can take one for the Ablach Hakila. This is, of course, every case of oil has olives and has oil. If you're going to say that that's valid, then you're going to come up saying that's mutla hachila. So, in other words, what he's saying is, I have a svara to say to be more machmer in the case of the zaysim on al hashem. That's all. It's a very simple idea over here. Next, let's go to the Mishnah. Halacha Gimel. Ein Tarmen, again, we're on Yud Aleph, Omen Aleph, Halacha Gimel. Ein Tarmen min ha-Lekha, min ha-Shekha, min ha-Peya. You don't separate Shuma from Lekha, Shekha, and Peya, because obviously they go to the Aniyim, and it's Hefger, and anything that's Hefger, you don't take off any Shumas and Meisers.
Are you talking about using them to take off, or taking off from them?
Either way.
It's
not the domain of Truma. There's no Tevel. It's completely Hefker. Umina Hefker. From any Hefker. Volomi Maiserishan Shalom Truma site. You obviously can't take from Maiserishan, which had Truma taken from it already.
Well, doesn't 4 already teach you that Hefker is a Fata?
We're gonna ask that question. It's gonna come up. These are things which are already redeemed, right? So what's the problem?
They're already. I don't understand that you're not buffer.
What?
Hefker.
Hefker. Yeah.
I just spelled it.
They spell it funny. These are the Gemara's talk about why these Mishnayos are here, like why they talk about Maiserishin Ma'aser Rishon obviously doesn't is a chayav in Truma Gedola because Ma'aser Rishon is the step after Truma Gedola. So what are you talking about? So I think it says over here, we're talking about Ma'aser Rishon was taken produce that had not yet been processed. So you took it before the Truma Gedola.
It's all scenarios of Tur Alachiyu, right?
Yeah. We're trying to ask what the chiddush is of saying Ma'aser Rishon and Truma. So
this. Someone took
Ma'aser
Rishon first.
Right, exactly. You took Ma'aser Rishon, cut my bishibol.
So there's no chiyuv of truma anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Or he had Ma'aser Rishon and he wants to use that now for truma.
Which seems, if you did it the regular way, you take truma first, and then you take Ma'aser second, and then obviously you can't use that for truma because it's completely putter.
You have your Ma'aser Rishon here, and then you got another pile over there.
What?
You have another pile.
Do you do it in the right order?
No, let's say he did it in the right order.
If he did it in the right order, there's no chiddush. How could you take something that truma has already been taken from to take it to be mafresh truma on something else? That's completely putter.
No, we're talking about meiser.
What's the difference? Meiser, meiser rishon, meiser sheni, meiser ani. What's the difference? You already took the truma.
If you did it in order. If you took the Truma Gedola, that's it. It's a Ptur already.
It's Ptur.
But it's not Ptur for Maisa.
No, because you have to.
Who cares about Maisa? We're talking about Truma.
I thought we're talking about Maisa now.
We're talking about taking the Maisa and using it to take Mimafra's Truma. Okay. How could you do that?
You only can use something which is the same. In other words, something that.
It's going to be Tevel, it's not Tevel for Truma.
Yeah. So therefore, the Gemara in Brachas talks about them, so many places disappears. Yeah. So you can see the cases in the bottom and the footnotes. Ma'aser Sheni, the same thing. So what does he say in the footnotes? Such produce is obviously exempt from Truma Gedola obligation. So the Mishnah refers to Ma'aser Sheni that was separated from unprocessed produce before the Truma Gedola was taken. Teaches us that the Ma'aser Sheni is exempt from Truma Gedola. These are all Gemaras. Okay. Next. Amud Beis. Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Lo Min Achiyuv Al Ptur. Lo Min Ptur Al Achiyuv. These are the reasons for the whole thing, right? Lo Min Atolosh Al Mechubar. Al Mechubar Al Atolosh. Also, stuff that's Mechubar is obviously not Chayvin at all. He has different drushes in the bottom. Okay, let's keep going. Avlam Paris Arts, Al Paris Chutzlars, Al Paris Chutzlars, Al Paris. Oh, I'm sorry, I missed that. Yashin Al Chadash Al Yashin, Yashin Al Chadash, new crops on old crops. Also, you can't do that. That's a little different.
This is new crops versus old crops, or this is the title Chadash and Yashin?
No, it's new crops. It's not the classic Chadash. No. Yeah. So, let's see. Yeah.
Hey, why not?
It's one year. It says, Asa, the Pasuk, exactly. Aser Ta Aser is Kol Tuas Arecha, Hayotzei Hasadeh Shana Shana. So from that we learn, it has to be each year by itself. Each year individually, right? V'lo Peres Arets, Al Peres Chutz La'aretz.
Does that refer to Truma also?
That's what it's saying, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yes, but it's true. But true about everything. And not from Paris and Kutzal Aretz on Paris and Aretz, which is really unbelievable. The commentators wonder why a biblical verse, the Gemara learns it out from a pasuk. Chomaisa Haaretz means Zara Haaretz. The Gemara learns it out from a pasuk that you can't take from one on the other. So he says, what are you in a pasuk for? Aretz Yisrael.
There's no chiyuv.
The only produce that is biblically obligated is Eretz Yisrael. So, of course, one answer is, here he has it in the second column here, produce grown outside Eretz Yisrael that is imported in its unprocessed state to Eretz Yisrael and then processed in Eretz Yisrael, meaning it's nigmar malachto in Eretz Yisrael, is biblically obligated in Maestros.
Wow.
That's an unbelievable chiddush. Sikas Mishnah Chavos Trumas 122. So a verse is needed to teach me that such produce, although it's chayiv in trumas and maaseres, but you can't designate it as truma for something that was originally grown in Eretz Yisrael. So that's a huge chiddush. So we have two chiddushim over here. Number one, that's something that grew in Chutz Laretz, but was nigma melachto in Eretz Yisrael as chayiv in trumas and maaseres. And two, that can't be used to pater trumas for that was grown originally in Eretz Yisrael.
Has a what different would be an example of something nigmar melachto that was grown?
I go ahead and I harvest the wheat and the
right.
And I
and you make the bread.
I put it in a wagon, pull it all to Eretz Yisrael, and I knock the kernels off the wheat in Eretz Yisrael and create my pile. You don't have to go that far.
Oh, you say
I create the pile. What?
You create your
Kri. I create the Kri in Eretz Yisrael. Uh-huh. That would be the example.
So with this halacha, you don't need any tariffs. Nobody's importing and exporting.
No, you're not importing.
What are you going to... Let's put it this way. You're going to do your Gemara Malacha in Chutz Laretz. That's for sure. That is for sure. Anyway, that was a big kiddush. Vim Tormo, Enchemos, and Truma, it doesn't work. Okay? That's the Mishnah. Rabbi Yaakov and Moshe Rabbi Yanai.
For all of them.
Every case here. Almost all of them were Pi of Al-Ptor, except for the Yashin al-Chadash. That was the one exception. Rabbi Yaakov and Moshe Rabbi Yanai is the Echad Mishlash of Mikrayas Muchuvarin Batar. Very, very interesting language here. This is one of three psukim which are like crystal clear from the pasuk. It's like, This it's mechuvar. It's like clear as day. There's only apparently three psukim like that in altar. Anyway, so here's over here. Uvah, Levi came look at Benachlo Imach that the Levi comes to get his maestres, and of course they're coming to get his trumas because he has no chelak in Eretz Yisrael. So mimashi eshlocha ve'elo. That means that from what you have, the Yisrael, and he, the Levi, does not have. That's when you have to give him the maestros. You both have the same equal opportunity to get at it. So therefore, it's not chayev in truth of maestros. He like it. He shekla. He pay. He pay. He hefker. So hence they are all the same.
Hefker here is spelled with pay.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Why did Mara change that? Maybe it's spelled.
Yeah, they decided they corrected the spelling. So then the Gemara says, "Vloman aptur alachiyov." So the Gemara says, "Lo kfar tanyas bahen kulhan." You've already taught all these cases. Lekha shekham peya and hefker are potter because it's potter from truma, and therefore you can't take men aptur alachiyov. So what do you have to say, "Vloman aptur alachiyov" for? It's the same thing. It's repetitive. The Mishnah is not going to just say things which are obvious. So, kachi mas nisos, and the Gemara answers the kasha, that this case of an aptur al-achiyov is telling me a special chiddush. And that chiddush is lo biperish biushlish. If you have peiros that grew a third already, things that grew a third already chayv in trumas, you can't be mafresh from them on peiros. Shelohi biushlish, if they're only 1/6 of their growth, they haven't become chayiv at all, and therefore the hafrasha will not work on those. That's the chiddush. Al peir shaloi v'yishlosh, and that's it.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Neither of those are even close to being completed.
Yeah, but when it comes to whether you can, in other words, you're right. You're not close to having a pile. That's true. Number one. But you can, if you want to be mafresh, you could. Once it's a pile, you can't even derech hara.
No.
You can't even.
Once
that's what I would say.
A third, it's automatically chayiv in maestro, trumas and maestro.
But we don't do it then. We wait till the process is done.
Yeah, but. Let's
look at footnote 12, okay? Because I think he addresses a similar type of concerns that you're raising. So first of all, one might have thought that since it will automatically reach a third of its full size, it's considered as if it had already reached that stage. So the Mishnah teaches us that that's not so. The grain is treated in accordance with its present state, and it's only, less than a third.
Does Doesn't make sense.
Why you would have a Havamina like that?
Then everything that grows, you know, as soon as you plant it,
it's going to grow, right? I hear. One could argue that even in this case, the grain does not become obligated automatically because it has to be picked first. We must therefore explain the Mishnah as referring to a case. The owner said, this is what the owner said, pay close attention. The grain will not become truma until it has grown a third and has been detached from the ground. A person can make a designation that depends on future circumstances, provided that those circumstances are under his control. It's called in Hebrew, biyado. Hence, in this case, the designation is not impeded by the fact that the grain has not yet to be picked, because it's biyado to pick it. However, the designation is impeded by the fact that the grain has yet to grow a third, because its growth is not under his control. He can't make it grow. One might have thought that even so, the designation should take effect because it will grow automatically. So it teaches us what? That although it does grow automatically, it's currently too small. Therefore, it's like not too well shiv and it doesn't work.
That's if it's less than.
How they got that Gemara to this Purish is wild. It's not a direct route.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
Good point.
Root. Yes, yes, yes. Anyway, so that's what it says. And and one last piece of Gemara. Yom Toram ain trumasi truma. If you did take it, that is to say in any of the examples of the Mishnah, right? So now this, he's going to go back this over this again. It's kedai to read it again because it's a chazor of what we did just recently. So 15, the Gemara before on 10a started a dispute between Rabbi Yochanan and Chizkiyah. What was it talking about? So you try to take olives for oil. According to Beis Hillel, truma is completely invalid. They accept that the truma is invalid for the oil, but they deem it valid for the olives. That's Beis Shammai, right? Now Chizkiyah and Rabbi Yochanan argue to the scope of Beis Shammai's opinion. So Chizkiyah limits Beis Shammai's ruling in the Mishnah case to designating olives as truma for oil. But if you attempted to designate obligated produce as truma for exempt produce, like in our Mishnah, then Beis Shammai would agree with Beis Hillel that the truma is completely invalid. We just read this Gemara. And our Mishnah 2 implies that the truma is invalid even for the obligated produce, since it does not indicate otherwise. Meaning you're trying to take truma from something which is chayiv and truma on something that's pater from truma. It's ain truma, so truma means it's not good truma at all. Right? So Beis Shammai will agree with Beis Hillel's opinion that it's totally no good, even for that which is in the part of the Hafrasha, which is Chayiv. That's according to Chizkiyah. But according to Rabbi Yochanan disagreed. We just read it. Rabbi Yochanan held no, that even in that case, it's the next footnote. He widens the scope of Beis Shammai's opinion. In his view, it's effective for the produce from which it was designated. Not only where truma was separated from olives and oil, but even where truma was separated from obligated for exempt. So Beis Shammai would hold contrary to our Mishnah, that truma separated from obligated produce for exempt is valid for the obligated produce. Beis Hillel, on the other hand, would accept the Mishnah's ruling that such truma is completely invalid, just as I say in when you do truma for oil. So that's what it means. So we're saying, Aldaite de Chizkiyah de Reakol, according to Chizkiyah, this statement comes out according to everybody. Even according to Beis Shammai, correct. But Aldaite de Rabbi Yochanan, it's for Machlaikas, means it's still totally in a Machlaikas, because it's only according to Beis Hillel, not according to Beis Shammai. Ad Khan. And tomorrow night,